welcome, my man. How
Thank
are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. We were just catching up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Seen you in a while.
It's been about 5 years. I asked you this question back then. I'm going to ask it again.
Okay.
What is it like seeing the reaction from fans today who still, you know, love and appreciate you and your music?
You're just thankful. You know what I mean? Like, and again, I probably said the same thing. It beats them hating you. You know, every time you get a chance to come somewhere and people show their appreciation. I mean, man. It's what we do.
And what about the fans here in Canada? Is this the reason why you're coming back here?
Canada's great for Nelly. Canada's always been great for Nelly, man. Definitely, here in Toronto, they've been riding with your boy for a long time, man. Yep. And it's been a great ride. So hopefully we continue to roll.
Well, let's talk about it. Hot in here, Toronto. It's coming June 24th, Downsview Park.
Yeah,
that's
man.
A stacked lineup.
Yeah, man. Pretty good people, man. You know, and again, I think when you do concerts or festivals or of this nature, you know, you want to have not just great artists, but great people.
Yeah.
You know, and all of these people are friends, and you want that energy backstage as well as the energy they bring on stage. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking to having a great time and you know, touching the fans, and hopefully everybody have a great time.
Absolutely. Let's look at some of those names right now. Neo.
Yes.
Akon. Mm-hmm. Fat Joe.
Keep going.
Rick Ross.
You got another one.
Ja Rule.
Hit him again.
Chingy.
Come on.
Kerry Hilson.
Ooh.
How do you compile that lineup? Is it like just like going through your phone and being like, yeah,
basically,
you.
Yeah, I'm just screaming down. Yo, who trying to get paid?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, again, I'm fortunate enough that these aren't just artists, these are friends.
Right.
And these are people who I've worked with through my career, and you know, kind of like in that same realm of, I think Joe is probably the only one that was out before me.
Yeah.
And everybody else, we kind of came out around the same time or a little bit after me.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much all in the same lane, man.
And the same class.
Yeah. And we look forward to just having fun, man. Just having fun. So it's going to be dope.
It's going to be a blast. And this could be a regular thing. This isn't just a one-off thing.
I mean, we're testing waters. And what better place to come show up and show out than here in Toronto. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we kick everybody's summer off with a blast. And I know the past couple years, for not just in the States and not just here in Canada, but the world, we've all been fighting and looking for better times and better situations.
We're hungry for it.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, we get to feed that hunger and kick positive vibes off in a great way.
Well, let's talk about another reunion that already took place this year at the 2023 Grammys.
Oh, man.
With the celebration, 50
amazing.
Years of hip hop.
Yeah, champ.
Congratulations on being a part of that.
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a call that you can't believe that you get. And that's one that you damn well look forward to. And just being backstage with all of those people and the people who helped you become who you are, it was just amazing, man. It was definitely surreal. And it's a shame that it was only eight or so minutes, because there's so many people that didn't get a chance to grace that stage who were very, very well deserved and didn't get a chance to do it. So hopefully we rectify that situation somewhere down the line, and I can be a part of that as well.
Because what's it like when you go back and see some of those people and you haven't seen them for a while? Maybe you're just bumping into each other here and there at festivals. Is it like, you know, I imagine it like it being when I go back home and see my friends who I haven't seen in a long time. It's like,
well,
you
it's
just
a little
carry
different because we all work in the same business.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like right about now, and again, coming out of COVID, it's been a lot of shows and a lot of people getting back outside, people wanting to be back outside. So we've been bumping into each other here and there. But when you can come together as one to do something, it's even better.
Did you get to enjoy the show at the Grammys, like after the performance?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
As a fan?
I mean, we was backstage rocking out. Man. I mean, you know, and then I think the Grammys has gotten a little more hip. I think they've taken a page out of the MTV Awards and start serving alcohol backstage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it works better for the show, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's talk about you. And I'm looking at the – I'm a bit of a sneakerhead myself. I'm looking at the kicks you got on, obviously the Jordans.
Oh.
you are still synonymous with the Nike brand and the Air Force Ones.
Again, you know, a song that has made made Nelly a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
But made Nike even more.
Yeah. Listen up, Nike.
No, I mean, yeah, man. Who knew? You know, Air Force Ones is huge for me. So I still rock them, still rock my threes and a lot of other Jordans. You know, we're getting up there in age, man. You know, I'm kind of torn because I wear the same size as my son.
Ah.
So, you know, it's all that I can do not to kill him.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't get out my sneakers fast enough and he get in them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I used to, you know, my dad never really wore sneakers like that. So I never was able to have that bond with him.
Right.
But I have a double-edged sword bond with my son like that.
Yeah.
And it's all over sneakers.
Yeah.
So if he turns up missing one day, you'll know why.
You got to lock those up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Lock him up.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, are you going to watch the Air movie? Obviously, just came out with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Oh, yeah. I definitely going to
about MJ,
out,
right? Because you have a bit of a relationship with MJ.
Yeah, man. He's like an uncle for me, man. And wow. I'm very, very blessed and privileged to be in that situation. He's been nothing but great mentor-wise. And I call him and we shoot the go back and forth, and I'm very, very honored to call him a friend. So
That's amazing.
I love him to death.
Legend. Yeah. Let's just talk about what it's like for you to hear your stuff, and obviously I'm guessing you have to sign off on a lot of it, but hearing your stuff in pop culture today, whether it be commercials, TV, movies, do you still kind of pop for that? Like, do you like
oh,
that?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, those are the checks, bro.
Yeah.
Those are the checks. I'm listening for it. I can hear a TV from a mile away. That sounds like one of mine.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. You know, God bless streaming.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new, man. You'd be surprised, man, especially for people such as myself who've been very, very blessed by fans to be able to create a catalog, what streaming has done for artists.
Well, and social media as well. Some of the vehicles that are here now that weren't there back then.
Oh my goodness, TikTok, man. It's like, it's running it up. It's running the bag up.
Yeah.
Bro.
Do you wish it was around back then when you were on the come up?
No, I believe everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I try not to wish things because you know, I try to learn from what doesn't happen to me as opposed to what does happen to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And learn how to move forward. So I'm always trying to learn from my mistakes and instead of spending too much time celebrating on a success, you know, I'm just one of those type of people. I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm always looking to try to for the new thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about a bit of a new thing. Mm-hmm.
Moshine.
We got a licensed bar here in here, Toronto. Are we going to bring some bottles up to the show?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely trying to get it past the border.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably have to call Drake on this one, see if he can help me out. You know, he helped Gucci.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe he can help me get in. You know?
Yeah, Drake, if you're watching.
Yeah. Drizzy, call your boy,
we're bringing a case of it up.
Call your brother, man.
Tell me, and for those that don't know what Moshine is.
Well, Moshine is my new moonshine.
Yeah.
And for all those, it's an alcoholic beverage for everyone 21 and over.
That's right. It's
19
here.
It's
19
here. I'm going to stick to 21 and over just to cover myself, cover my own ass. Listen, now, whatever you do from there, it's all good. But, and it goes in line. Again, I was able to do the Heartland EP, which I call which more country inspired.
Right.
So this kind of goes along with that whole flavor, but you can enjoy it wherever, whenever, listening to whatever. And I look forward to bringing that up here too as well. And getting your thoughts on it, champ.
Amazing. Hey, yeah. I'll be the first one in line.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much. We'll see you June 24th for Hot In Here Toronto. You can get tickets now at hotinhere2r.ca.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.